I thought about referencing some data from Gallup and other places about the importance of taking time away as a small business owner. But I said, no, I'm not going to necessarily throw facts and figures. I think that this is less of a logical thing, and much more of an emotional decision that you really have to be able to make about where you are in your life. And let's be real, there are times in a year, and there's also seasons in your life where being able to take more time away is more important to you than it was at other times in your life. And that's normal, and that's healthy, and that's okay.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm. Hey, everyone. All right, we're back for our third installment of a five-part series called Scale Milestones. We've been walking through a model over the last several months, as a matter of fact. And so 2 weeks ago, we talked about the importance of getting the business to $1 million in top-line revenue. We call that sustainable revenue. And last week, at length, I talked about the importance, not just getting it from a revenue perspective, but we also want the thing to be growing and profitable. We call that consistent growth and profitability. And the tool that we use for that is called the Rule of 40. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about something that I think that we all intuitively know, but maybe I can give a little bit of structure to it. And that is, how much time away from the business do we have? So we'll refer to this as time away or away time. So again, the whole journey that we're on, the journey that we believe that we as business owners embark in, is this journey of going from being rainmakers of our business to becoming the architect of our business. And on that journey, there are some milestones that you can hit. Specifically, if you go all the way back, somebody asked me one time, how do you know when you've actually become the architect of your business? And so I started to think through, how do you actually know whenever you've become the architect of your business? And I kind of wrote down 5, 10, 15 different things. I was like, yeah, I think this is a signal. This is a check in the box, so to speak, that you've become the architect of your business. And ultimately, in October of last year, we rolled out to our membership these 5 milestones. And the 5 milestones that we go over, we have an acronym for them, and they ironically form out SCALE. Again, we'll give AI some credit for helping me to come up with that. But at its core, I knew that getting the business to $1 million in top line revenue, sure, there's some vanity aspects to it, but there's benefits to scaling the company to that level, both from your personal income perspective, from your time freedom perspective. I mean, that first million is difficult. So I knew that that needed to be one of the milestones. The second one is, it's not just enough to get it there and then kind of rest on your laurels. I want the thing to continue to grow, and I want it to throw off profitability. So hence, consistent growth and profitability. But if we're doing all of that and we're working 60, 70 hours, we can't take a vacation. We can't take time off. We can't take time away from the business. What are we doing this all for? Now, look, there is a tremendous amount of opinion in the marketplace about this. And look, do what you want. I agree with Hormozy on this. I love a lot of Alex Hormozy's content. I mean, he has got some absolutely incredible frameworks that have absolutely give a nod and a credit to him on some of the things he's been able to share. I don't necessarily agree with his general thoughts around work, but also he doesn't have kids. You know, I've got kids that are currently 14 and 10. And so many of you out there understand the difficulty and balance of being an entrepreneur, being a small business owner, trying to have the interest and raise a family, raise kids, or have grandkids. It's a challenge, whether they're in middle school or grade school or high school or going into college. You know, you want it that things evolve and change. You want to spend time with them. And so
at the end of the day, do what you want. The most important thing is that you have decided, how much time do I want to actually take away from the business? Now, we will encourage our members to take at least 12 weeks off in a year. And when you first hear that, just hear me out. Saturdays and Sundays count. If you take 12 times 7, you get 84 days. And you start taking every Saturday off. Many business owners will do some sort of work on a Sunday. And you start adding in natural Memorial Day coming up, or if it's a Labor Day that's coming up, et cetera. I mean, there's Christmas, et cetera, the week between Christmas and New Year's. You start adding some of those things up, you end up with, you can easily, quickly get to 100 days or so in a year. But the experience as a small business owner is typically is just not that. And here's the irony. We got into business for some level of freedom and flexibility. And a lot of times we'll trade the 9 to 5 for the 5 to 9. I mean, that's just reality. We'll work what seems like all the time. And I'll be the first to admit that's a challenge for me. There's no question about it, because I love what I do. I love business. I got a tremendous amount of fulfillment. But at the same time, time away from the business, whether it is a half of a day, whether it is a full day, or whether it is an extended week period of time, that downtime helps me to be able to come back more rejuvenated, refreshed for the team, the clients, for your family, for your friends, just to be able to get away. Plus, the creativity will skyrocket. There's so much science behind this. I thought about referencing some data from Gallup and other places about the importance of taking time away as a small business owner. But I said, no, I'm not going to necessarily throw facts and figures. I think that this is less of a logical thing and much more of an emotional decision that you really have to be able to make about where you are in your life. And let's be real, there are times in a year, and there's also seasons in your life where being able to take more time away is more important to you than it was at other times in your life. And that's normal. And that's healthy. And that's okay. So when we put out, again, I wanted this to be some tangible milestones that business owners could hit. So I really thought through and prayed a lot about what would that number be that we could signify to say, we've got to draw a line in the sand at some point. And I felt like that number was 12 weeks. I believe as a small business owner, if you can't get done everything that you want to be able to get done in a 40-week year, which is still a tremendous amount of work, then you know what? What are we doing this all for? Let's go get the business to 1 million. Let's have it growing and profitable. But let's also, you're not defined just by what you do in work. And I'm saying that as almost a reminder to myself, quite frankly. But taking enough time away is so important. And ironically, paradoxically, I think we'll actually grow more. I think we'll be more profitable. I think we'll be able to get to our 1 million or our 2 million even faster by actually being able to take more time truly away from the business. Now, look, there's a strategic coach definition of what they call a free day. It's 24 hours. No work. That means no business podcast, no business books, et cetera. I didn't adopt that definition to portray that onto our community. I do believe it is important for you to define what a day off constitutes for you. Because if we don't define what a day off is, and we don't set the target for how many days we want to actually take off, we tend to drift into more work. So I'd encourage you. What does a day off look like for you? Number one. Number two, how many days off do you think you took in 2024? How many days off would you like to take away from the business in 2025? Let's set our intentions there. Let's track it. Nobody else is holding you accountable for that. Let's go out and make that happen. I got a really quick story. We have a client that's been with us for a really long time, Mark. Last year, he took over 200 days off away from his business. His business was profitable. His business grew. And this year, he wants to take even more days off. You get to. You don't have to. It's your business. You get to decide. And so whether you're like Mark, whether you're just stretching to find the justification to get to even 84 days, whatever that looks like for you, I hope you go out and design it that way. All right, everyone. Next week, we'll pick up our episode 4 in our Scale Milestone series. See you then. Until next time, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during sign up. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.